and six, we set sail from the sweet home of port. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for and aft, and know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of old blind horses' hides, we had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million barrels of old Nanny's guy styles in the hold of the Irish Rover. There was our Mickey Crew, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tootling with skill for his sparkling quadrille, for the dancers were fluttered and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk. They rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish Rover. Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmeath come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McKine from the Pines of the Band was the skipper of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship stuck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock, the bulkhead was turned right over. Turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned.
So,
at a loss of the